This audio is presented by Hacker Noon, where anyone can learn anything about any technology. How to use Mud Blazer with Blazer Interactive SSR, by Dev Leader. This is yet another selfish guide. I'm writing this guide to help my future self set up Mud Blazer with Blazer Interactive SSR in a new project. And hey, the added bonus is that you can benefit from it too. Maybe it isn't it so selfish after all, right? This guide will focus on getting Mud Blazer with Blazer Interactive SSR set up and configured in a new Blazer project in .NET 8. This is hopefully applicable for future versions of .NET, as long as this doesn't change behavior dramatically. Following this guide will ideally prevent you from running into all sorts of fun Blazer render mode issues. What is Mud Blazer? Like with all user interface tech stacks, it's very common to have reusable control libraries. One such control library is Mud Blazer. In their own words, greater than Mud Blazer is an ambitious material design component framework for Blazer with greater than an emphasis on ease of use and clear structure. It is perfect for net greater than developers who want to rapidly build web applications without having to greater than struggle with CSS and JavaScript. Mud Blazer, being written entirely in C#, greater than empowers you to adapt, fix or extend the framework. There are plenty of greater than examples in the documentation, which makes understanding and learning greater than Mud Blazer very easy. Originally, I went looking for Mud Blazer because I wanted to develop more of a customized list view in my application. However, the default controls didn't seem like they did a great job of what I wanted. I've spent well over a decade building user interface applications in WinForms and WPF, so I'm no stranger to control libraries. But that's exactly why I figured I shouldn't need to roll my own. Someone else has got this covered. What are Blazer render modes? Blazer web apps use different render modes to control where and how components are rendered. The modes include 1. Static server. Renders components on the server without interactivity. 2. Interactive server. Also renders on the server but allows interactivity using Blazer server. 3. Interactive WebAssembly. Renders interactively on the client side using Blazer WebAssembly. 4. Interactive Auto. Starts with server-side rendering and shifts to client-side on subsequent interactions after the Blazer bundle is downloaded. These render modes are set using the directive in the component's code. More details on configuring and applying these modes can be found on the Microsoft documentation page. The focus of this article is not which render mode is better or worse, nor will I be doing an in-depth analysis. I wanted to provide this context so that you can see we'll be using interactive server render mode to get Blazer server-side rendering, SSR, with our app. With that said, the distinction between client-side and server-side rendering is important for performance and interactivity. Client-side rendering. WebAssembly mode. Components are executed and rendered directly in the user's browser using WebAssembly. This mode offers a richer, more interactive experience as it doesn't require a round trip to the server for UI updates. However, it involves a larger initial download and more resource consumption on the client side. Server-side rendering, server mode, components are executed and rendered on the server. The rendered UI is delivered as static HTML to the client's browser, and interactivity is maintained through a SignalR connection that manages event handling and UI updates. This mode minimizes client-side resources since the client doesn't execute the component logic, but it relies heavily on the network connection to the server, which can impact responsiveness and user experience. Each mode has its use case depending on the application's needs for performance, scalability, and complexity. The focus of this article is on a server rendering mode not because I claim it's superior, but because it's what I needed for my own development purposes. How to get Mud Blazer with Blazer Interactive SSR working? The following sections will give you the step-by-step actions required to get Mud Blazer with Blazer Interactive SSR working. You can follow along with this Mud Blazer video tutorial as well. https://www.youtube.com/watch.v=txlc7cowjrg and embeddable=true-new-blazer-project-setup. The first thing that we need to do is create our project in Visual Studio. To do that, we're going to select the Blazer Web App project template from Visual Studio. Next, we'll want to ensure we select the correct render mode. We want it to be server, as we see in the screenshot below. The other options are of course up to you. If indeed you need another render mode, then the rest of this guide is not for you as we're strictly focused on server-side render, SSR, mode. Remember, The reason that I wrote this is that I thought I had to use the dual mode for supporting Mud Blazer because the instructions I received didn't seem to line up exactly. Configuring Mud Blazer with Blazer Interactive SSR. Now that we have our project set up, it's time to get going with setting up Mud Blazer. I should note that they do have instructions that you can follow on their GitHub, so if you're getting stuck with my guide, go read theirs. However, I followed theirs the first time and still ran into some fun hiccups because I didn't know what project to create. Not the fault of Mud Blazer nor the fault of Blazer, just Nick's fault. Step 1 will be getting the NuGet package installed, and once installed, we only have a couple of spots to go update. Starting off, to make the Mud Blazer accessible in our Razor files by default, we can add the following two. Slightly separate guidance from what they list on their GitHub, but we can place the following code in the less than head greater than block of app. Razor next, we add the following to the less than body greater than block of the same file. And finally, we need these two lines into program. CS to enable dependency injection for Mud Blazer, using Mud Blazer with Blazer Interactive SSR. Now that we're all configured, we can use Mud Blazer. I started off with the sample application to prove this all out, so I figured I'd change the default counter page to use Mud Blazer controls. Here's the change to that code that I made, and if you want to see it in action, wrapping up Mud Blazer with Blazer Interactive SSR. This was just a simple guide to get you up and running using Mud Blazer with Blazer Interactive SSR. If you start off with the Blazer server-side rendering project instead of the dual mode where it's AutoServer and WebAssembly, you'll have a much better time. However, maybe you know what you're doing significantly better than me and you're ready to jump into the dual render mode support. Booty certainly was not. If you found this useful and you're looking for more learning opportunities, consider subscribing to my free weekly software engineering newsletter and check out my free videos on YouTube. Thank you for listening to this HackerNoon story, read by Artificial Intelligence. Visit HackerNoon.com to read, write, learn, and publish.